It's called Bad Guy teaming up with the Biebs prior to that, taking you all the way out to Porch this morning. Biggie with Damas and some Bella Chow by Kabza De Small and DJ Maphorisa. What's the story about Maphorisa attempted assassination? What?
I'm hearing this for the first time, bro.
I heard he was hospitalized.
What?
I mean, I don't read tabloids, but that was one of the stories that I picked up on. Now, apparently it was in... No, you won't find the article because it's on... what's Sunday World? Sunday, yeah, it's Sunday World, so you need to pay for that stuff.
Oh, yeah, so it's one of those. I didn't pick up on that story. I totally missed it. I did pick up on the Dr. Tumi story. He was trending.
500,000.
Yes, virtual concert. He hosted a virtual concert. I think it was in partnership with Gauteng provincial government.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid him 500,000 for it, right? And people were saying, oh, no, how it was being spun, I think it was in the Sunday Times or the Sunday World, was that he got overpaid. But when I heard the figure, I didn't really understand why they were up in arms.
For a two-hour concert.
I don't know how much these things cost, but I assume isn't it kind of expensive? I mean, apparently he had some big names, some big gospel names, I guess, in there. So I don't know. 500,000, is it really that much?
Charge ungodly prices.
Is it a lot? I don't think it's a lot.
Well, I know
that... For a two-hour concert.
I mean, how much do we pay Beyonce, guys?
Black coffee.
I wanted to mention black coffee.
Uh-huh. Black coffee will set you back about $250, $200 for an hour-long set.
Yes.
That's one person.
Yes. Yeah.
So who of those gospel artists are as big or bigger than...
Dr. Tumi.
Well, Dr.
He
Tumi
is
as
big as
one.
That. Not even Rebecca Malupe can match him, bruh.
Okay.
I feel like he deserves that money.
Wait, you being serious? You're not being sarcastic, right?
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious. Rebecca Malupe, yes, she is great.